Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. And it was, I'd like to get back and be in that car on Friday and be having that fun and still got this game ahead of us. We probably would, I know we'd learn from having played the game, but I'd just like to have a few good do-overs in that game, but who wouldn't?
Jerry, I know one do-over that you mentioned you'd like to have is the fourth down decision to punt. Let's go ahead and get your thoughts on the punt there.
Well, I'm not. I've said that and then probably said too much after I said that, but I don't want to second-guess that call. There really are good arguments on both sides of the ball about what to do or not to do there. And we know how it works. If it pans out for you, then you get a lot of pats on the back. And if it doesn't, then that's what you're paid to do, make those hard calls. And I've visited with coaches before and had them talk about sometimes the pressure that is there. And I'll say, well, you know, everybody listening and watching has got a lot of pressure too. They may be headed to the bank and expected to pay a note off and pay to the savings and loan and pay the note off, and they need more money and going to ask for more money. That's pressure. So everybody's got pressure.
Jerry, Jason said he had a conversation with you about the fourth down play, explaining the thought process behind it. What explanation did he give?
Well, I won't get into the specifics. We did have a good visit about that, and I've had, frankly, a good visit about that with several that I think that we do that. That's not uncommon at all to discuss decisions, the play, every aspect of it in a formal and informal way. So, yeah, we had a good visit about it. But like I said, there's you can give some reasons for kicking there.
Jerry, you've always been known as, you know, forward-thinking, progressive. You never stop evolving and aggressive. So it's just kind of weird for us to see this team so far not seem to be that aggressive. There's been issues about, you know, forward-thinking schemes offensively, going for it on these fourth downs. Is it unusual for you as an aggressive guy to maybe not see that play out with your football team to start off this year?
Not really. What you don't see are a lot of decisions that I'm involved in and make that are not aggressive. And there are a lot of them. And so you've really got to understand every time on a decision, you have to understand that nobody makes the right call but about 50% of the time. And nobody makes the call. The results may show a different percentage, but maybe 50% of the time in most things. And on most things, when you get a chance, it's when you've made the wrong call that you pull it up as quickly as you can or let the right call go as long as you can and go in the right, that direction. That's the key to, in my mind, of managing. But you know, one of the problems with a call is if it gets in this particular case, we all know that on either decision, a big play, a real bad play, ruins the strategy. And that's exactly what happened. They stepped out and made a bad play. And, we did, and they made the great play with the pass. And that'll ruin your odds as well as your day or night.
Jerry Jones joining us, brought to you by Ford, every Tuesday at 8:30 with Sean and RJ. So, Jerry, you guys are averaging 16 points a game. Does it feel like something drastic has to change on offense? Why do you believe that the pieces are still there to be that much better? And when do you kind of come to the realization that maybe the pieces aren't there before it's too late?
Well, first of all, decision-making area is not one that you can go out, even if you wanted to, and remake your team personnel-wise.
Yeah.
The things you do are usually numerous in football. Football involves a lot of repetition, because the more you repeat, more you practice it, so to speak, the better you can get at the execution that's involved. Football is definitely reassessing almost every day and adjusting, because you have injury situations that you got to deal with continually. And yes, you do have, in pro football, you have a continuous flow of the talent level of players, because you want to have younger player or players coming on, and you know that sometimes the real veteran players, you have to evaluate their talent level, because of NFL football season is almost 2.5 college seasons long, and you have to adjust. It is not the same, almost the same year or the same time frame from the day you went to training camp, from the time that if you're in the playoffs, you get a chance to be a team. So bottom line is, yes, you continue to assess, you continually adjust. The old adage that if you're not going forward, you're going backward is, in my mind, very true. All of these seem right, but that is what you do. It's the little things. By the way, you don't need wake-up calls. You really should be acting like you've are working like, or have the intensity as though even if you're coming off of elation and a special win, you better act like that you almost lost and get to work and get ready for the next guy, in our case, Jacksonville.
Jerry, we are approaching a full calendar year since this offense was really humming, which is, you know, right after Zeke went down with suspension last year. Is Dak playing good football?
Well, let me say this. He did some things that kept us in that game the other day. If it weren't for some of the plays that he was able to make, that the one obvious one to talk about is the great play that he made downfield. And he was taking that ball from his left to his right hand to his left hand to try to get it in position to get it out. I'm firmly in the corner that we've got a quarterback that we can build with and have for years to come in Dak Prescott. Make no mistake about it. I think he gives us, he's one of the reasons why we have a real chance not to be having too many morning calls like this. So, yes, I think he's continuing to improve. It's quite a circuitous road in the NFL. I can't tell you the times I have been on this call this time of this Tuesday morning after we played on Sunday, defending Tony Romo. And so it's always when you don't get accomplished, which is winning, what you want to do, there's going to always be a lot of second guessing. And so far, we've talked about two of them that get the most second guessing: the head coach and the quarterback.
Jerry Jones on the BuyerSafety.com hotline, brought to you by Ford. Speaking of second guessing, have you guys done that with the wide receiver evaluation? We know you guys have shut down Dez. That's nonstop talk. But not having that true number one, you talked about it after the game the other day. You'd like to find that true number one. But how do you feel about this current group of wideouts that you guys evaluated?
Well, first of all, a true number one, you saw one the other night. You see Julio Jones, you see players like that.
Yeah.
They're in my mind, every team doesn't have a true number one receiver. When you put it in that class, those guys that just absolutely can change the ball game with where they are. And that hasn't been our case for several years here, that we've had a true number one, not a true number one. And those guys are would like to have had one, like to have one, but we haven't. And so having said that, we do have numbers of receivers, and each one of them brings something to the table for us. And we can have, if you will, the luxury, but also have the challenge of continuing to see if, in fact, one, two, three receivers will really become indispensable to our playing. Obviously, Beasley has a things that he can do for our offense that are very unique. We certainly do miss the pass option play that we did with Romo and Whitten, or we did with Jack and Whitten. We missed that. We're trying to get that in other ways. But without having the answer you just asked for, we still have guys that in their way can make the plays for us. And we're continuing to work the passing game. Obviously, we do need to get better in the passing game.
So, Jerry, last thing on the passing game. You said you guys haven't had that true number one option for years. You didn't. You don't consider Dez to be that? You didn't?
That's not that exact. What I'm saying is that when you just absolutely where did they go to the other night when they had to have it, when it was all on the line?
Hopkins.
And that's where you went to. And you see that if you team that up, but you can go down to Atlanta with Julio, you can go around to four or five different teams. But you look around the league, and I'm basically giving you my definition of a number one receiver. And it is Julio Jones. It is the guy we played the other night. It is. Those are the guys. They're not but about a handful of those in the NFL.
Jerry, let's talk about guys on the other side that like really jumped off the screen, and that was Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. How did you feel about their play at linebacker the other night, and how excited are you moving forward with them?
Normally, when I would see a game and see how their number 55 played the other night, long, had a lot of range, and boy, did he play a game! And he was there every time he looked up with Zeke. He was really covering that perimeter, and plus giving them some help in the passing game. Normally, when I see a player like that, I get wistful. We have those, and I mentioned those. We have that in Vander Esch, and we have it in Smith. And we also have that in Sean Lee, which in his case will be on the field, I think, for us pretty soon. With that in mind, I think it's one of the strengths of our team. I think our front seven has a chance as we go into the next quarter of the season. I think our front seven is a strength. And I hope to get a Woozy back out there. We missed him the other night in his full. With that as limitation, and keep Byron Jones playing good, and I've got a lot of promise in my mind for this defense.
I know you mentioned Sean Lee. What do you think the chances of him and David Irving would be both playing this Sunday?
I think they're good, but it's iffy, but both playing. But I think there's a real good chance one or the other will be on the field, and I don't want to rule out both, but that may be a little optimistic on Sean Lee.
How surprised were you, Jerry, that David wasn't able to go against the Texans after practicing some the week before?
Not. He practiced the one day. He's in good. He's in, I think, better shape than you might have thought, not having played in since he's played. And he had the one day, but he had some real important and justifiable issues that kept him from practicing the rest of the week, and it was just better that he didn't. He took care of those for we thought that's where his attention needed to be. I do think that he's wrapped that up, and we should have it.
Jerry Jones, every Tuesday, Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Last thing, Jerry, and Gary Myers is someone we think you know pretty well. He's got a book coming out today, and we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. And in it, he writes that Jerry Jones is averse to starting over with a new coach. He's averse to starting over. Would you like to give any type of response to what Gary had to write?
No, I think Gary has a good read. We've known each other for years. He was there during those early years when I first became involved with the Cowboys as far back as the early 90s. But over the years, we've kept a good relationship. I really enjoyed the time we spent as he was writing the book. And I have not read the book and have not read how it was written, but I would be surprised if he didn't have a good read for anything he wrote in the book.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.